Why the coyote is so important in Native North American culture. The native people of North America often used characters based on animals to help make sense of the world. There are many of these animal characters, but one of the most famous is coyote. Coyote, a symbol of cunning, features in many Native American stories. He is often shown as a clever character that plays tricks on others. Coyote also uses his cunning to try to get what he wants, though this often goes wrong in humorous ways. Interestingly, humor is a major part of Native American folk stories. These stories are used to teach important lessons about morals and the world as a whole. Coyote has a very adaptable personality, enabling him to live in various environments. He represents the idea of survival, which is something that is highly respected by Native Americans. Coyote is also sometimes seen as a bridge between different worlds. His howling at the moon is thought to connect the earthly world with the spiritual world. This means that the spiritual world often features in Coyote's stories.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, we are beginning a two-day look at...
Is that a wolf?
No, that's not a wolf. It's a coyote.
Oh.
Well, that's what coyotes sound like in cowboy movies.
Okay, I thought we were talking about werewolves.
Well, almost, but coyotes are smaller. They're a little cuter, maybe a bit bigger than a fox, a bit smaller than a wolf. Well, a lot smaller than a wolf, actually. Coyotes are a type of wild dog that we find in the Americas, especially in North America. So we're going to find out about this interesting animal and also about how it is so important to the culture of Native North Americans, Indigenous North Americans, First Nations peoples, as we call them in Canada, or as they used to be called, but we don't use this word anymore, American Indians. So yes, in many Native North American legends, myths, stories, the coyote is kind of an important character. And we're going to find out all about that. Should be interesting. Let's get into it. The article begins, "The native people of North America often used characters based on animals to help make sense of the world." Well, that's pretty normal. A lot of native people do this. Just the other day, actually, we were talking about how flying fish are very important to the Dao people, the Tao people of Orchid Island, of Lanyu, right? Because these animals are around them all the time. They see how the animals do different things during the year. Many times they rely on the animals for work or for food or for clothing. And so a lot of times the animals become more than just animals. They become part of their culture.
Interesting. Okay. Be based on something. 这个片语就是根据什么什么。For example, her decisions are always based on thorough research and analysis. 她的决策总是基于彻底的研究和分析。刚刚还看到了 make sense of something, 通常是指理解可能复杂啦或是不寻常的东西哦。For example, it took him a while to make sense of the complicated instructions. 意思就是他花了一段时间来理解这些复杂的指示。
Okay, now there are many of these animal characters, it says, but one of the most famous is coyote. Coyote, a symbol of cunning, features in many Native American stories. So yeah, many animal characters, bald eagles, buffalo, right? I've seen a lot of wolves and other animals on totem poles in the western part of North America. But coyote is famous for cunning, kind of like foxes, right? We often say sly or as tricky as a fox or something. They're seen as kind of smart in a tricky way, coyotes and other small dogs like that. So they feature in many Native American stories. They're big characters or main characters in many of these stories.
对，在这边要提醒大家一下 coyote 如果是大写的话呢，就是美国神灵，也就是我们今天文章要讲的。可是小写的时候 coyote 有着郊狼的意思，常见于北美大陆。所以呢，刚其中有提到说 coyote a symbol of cunning， 其中的 cunning 就是有狡猾啦或是狡诈这样子的意思哦。 So tell me more about this cunning character.
This cunning coyote character? Okay, I will. It says down at the next line, he, that's the coyote character, he is often shown as a clever character that plays tricks on others. So he's smart, clever is another way of saying smart or intelligent. And cunning, yeah, that might be playing tricks on people. To play a trick successfully, you have to be cunning, right? You're kind of lying a little bit, trying to get people to believe things that might not be true. Hopefully you're being tricky in a fun way, you know, like an April Fool's trick, and you're not tricking people so you can get their money or something like that. But this coyote is kind of like that.
Okay, he reminds me of that fox in Zootopia.
Exactly.
Okay, play a trick or a joke on somebody 就是捉弄某人。提到愚人节就可能会说到这个片语。They decided to play a harmless prank or a harmless trick on their friend for April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. Coyote also uses his cunning to try to get what he wants, though this often goes wrong in humorous ways. So he's trying to use his cunning, trying to trick people to, you know, give him extra food or trick the chicken so it won't look after its eggs and he can steal the eggs, you know, things like that. But often, as often happens in funny stories like this, it goes wrong. So he makes these complicated plans. It looks like he'll succeed in getting the eggs and tricking the chicken, but something goes wrong. Another bird wakes up and starts singing, and suddenly everyone knows what the coyote is doing. And it's funny. We're not catching him and hurting him or putting him in a trap, or he doesn't get shot by the farmer. No, it just kind of goes wrong, and the coyote ends up looking silly and not getting what he was working so hard to try to trick people out of. When we see humorous, we think funny. Anything funny is humorous.Humor is another way of saying comedy. In other words, stuff that makes you laugh. For example, Wally just told us a really humorous story about a fishing trip he went on last year. And yes, you could replace the word humorous with the word funny in that sentence. It would be totally fine.
OK, 刚刚其实在前面我们还看到一个片语 go wrong, 就是出错。另外呢，大家有没有发现在文中呢，我们使用了 he, 男性代名词来代称 coyote, 这是出于对北美洲的原住民文化的尊重哦。所以在他们原本的故事中都会用男性的来指称Coyote 就是 he。 那刚刚还提到 humorous 这个形容词就是幽默的、For example, his humorous jokes always make everyone laugh during meetings. And humor 这个字则是它的名词、哦、就是幽默。像是我们常说某人很有幽默感，我们就会说 he or she has a great sense of humor, just like Mike.
I sometimes have a sense of humor. Back to the article. Interestingly, and this is interesting, humor is a major part of Native American folk stories. I did not know that. So that is something interesting, right? Something that you hear it and go, I didn't know that. I'd like to know more. And apparently, according to this, humor, comedy, funny stories are a major part of Native American folk stories. So they're old legends, myths, fairy tales, we might call them,are filled with lots of jokes. I remember reading a lot of Greek myths, you know, about the gods. They're not funny. People get killed, people get tricked, people have babies, people go on adventures, but they're not usually very funny. So that's kind of a cool thing about some of this Native American folk stories.
Interesting. Okay. 不过这里呢，其实我们看到了今天的 language and focus. So let's take a look at that.今天 language and focus 要看到的是修饰全句的副词哦。那副词在句子里的作用，除了可以修饰动词、形容词，还有另外一个副词以外呢，如果放在句首或是句中的时候，还可以用来修饰所处的整个句子。那这种修饰整个句子的副词，可以用来表示 整个句子的比如说真伪啦或者是顺序情况那结果或者是强调说话者对整句的情绪或是意见像是常见的有Fortunately, 幸好如何如何、或者是 firstly, secondly, finally 来表示顺序等等哦，或者是 surprisingly, 很讶异的是 blah blah blah, or sadly, 遗憾的如何如何。我来举个例子会比较清楚哦，我要用 obviously, 很显然的哦。Obviously, you should not drive the car if you're feeling too sleepy. It would be dangerous.很显然的，如果你觉得太困，哎，你就不应该开车，这很危险。又或者，如果你要强调说，坦白说呢，说实话，如何如何，你就可以用到 honestly 这个副词。Honestly, I don't find horror movies entertaining. The suspense and shock elements just stress me out.说实话，我并不觉得恐怖电影有娱乐性诶，那种悬疑啊，还有惊吓，只会让我更紧张诶。
All right, we were just reading about humor, and of course, coyotes are a big part of Native American folk stories. We should look at this word folk. When we read folk, well, it basically just means of the people. You can say there were some nice folks at the party, nice people at the party. But when we use it as this kind of like an adjective to talk about music, stories, art, we're kind of talking about the not so formal kind. If you go to an art school, if you're listening to Beethoven,or Mozart, or something like that. That's not folk music. Now, if you're playing music around a campfire, and you're making the music with your hands or with simple instruments, you're singing songs that have never been written down, you learned them from your grandfather who learned them from his grandfather, and they're kind of tied to a people or a place, a part of the world. It's different in other places. They don't sing these songs or eat this food or make art in this way. It's of the people.And it kind of just gets lost in the past. So there's not a big history of this. It's just stuff that we learn from our older generations. Well, that's the kind of thing we think of when we talk about folk music, folk stories, folk art. For example, Woody Guthrie was a father of modern American folk music, and he played a very simple guitar.
Okay, folk 这个形容词有着像是艺术啦、习俗或是故事等等的民间的传统的意思。For example, the Folk Music Festival celebrates traditional songs and stories.、那原来课文提到说有趣的是幽默是北美原住民民间故事中非常重要的元素。I want to listen to some of these stories now because...I want to hear the humor bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to know what the coyote is doing. it says these stories, these old Native American folk stories, like all folk stories in any part of the world, these stories are used to teach important lessons about morals and the world as a whole. So that's what the stories were basically about, to show what the people think is important, what they think is good, what they think is bad, the heroes and the villains that they have, you know, in their past and in their stories.As a people, that's what we're doing. And of course, when you teach it to your kids, like with fairy tales, not only are they listening to a fun story, but they're learning lessons about right and wrong and that type of thing. And that's the word we often use when talking about right and wrong, morals. Morals are the things your parents will teach you. Don't lie, share with your friends, don't cheat, you know, things like that. It could be a law, but it's more about just being a good person. For example, the way some politicians act only for themselves makes you wonder if they have any morals at all.
Okay, morals 其实就是有道德规范的意思，它是一个名词哦。For example, teaching children good morals is important for their development. 那刚刚其实我们还看到一个片语 as a whole, 有着整体上哦，或是作为整体。For example, as a whole, the team's effort led to the project's success. 所以我们回到课文是说这些故事是用来教导有关道德啊，还有整体世界的重要的课题。
Okay, Coyote is a useful character in these stories. It says Coyote has a very adaptable personality, enabling him to live in various environments. So you can kind of put him in any kind of story, and Coyote will be perfectly happy there. This enables him to live in various environments in the stories. Enable is basically to allow, to make able, to make it so that you can do something, right? If you go to school and learn things, that will enable you to go to college and then eventually get a good job or something like that. Or in the real world, a smartphone will enable you to surf the internet even when you're sitting on a bus away from a computer. That kind of idea. Here's another example. This key will enable you to open the bicycle lock. It's not a magical power or anything. The key will allow you to open the lock, make it possible.
OK, 原来这个凯欧蒂有非常这个适应力很强的个性哦 ,adaptable, 这个形容词就是适应力强的。然后呢它使它能够在各种环境中生存 ,enable, 就是使能够。我们常常会用 enable somebody to do something, 使某人能够做某事。
Mm-hmm. And it says he represents the idea of survival, which is something that is highly respected by Native Americans. So, yeah, I guess he was kind of a hero character in some ways. He represents the coyote, that is, represents the idea of survival. And Native Americans, as people who lived outside, outdoors, and had to live off the land, they respected people who could survive. To represent is to stand for or to take the place of.Native American people could have come up with a human character, this really tough guy who faces all sorts of troubles and it never stops him from succeeding. In that way, he would represent them, but by using an animal to take the place of the people, it just makes the story a little more interesting, especially for kids. When things represent, we're using a different thing to take the place of something else. Here's an example, a picture of a dove carrying an olive branch, often represents peace. Yeah, you'll see that in the United Nations, I think, in their sign.
Represent 这个动词就是表示或是象征。For example, the national flag represents the unity and identity of the country.
Mm-hmm. And what does the coyote represent for the Native Americans? The idea of survival. And as I said, living outside, living off the land, having to find your own food and protect yourself from wild animals would mean that your survival is not guaranteed. You could die. Survival is successfully not dying. Well done, you were in a situation where you could have died, but you didn't. That is survival. For example, once they got a fire started, the lost and frozen explorers had a much better chance of survival. Yes, they weren't going to freeze to death, at least.
Survival, 就是生存。所以, for example, learning survival skills is crucial for outdoor activities. 学习生存技能对户外活动是非常的重要哦。
All right, back to the folk stories. Coyote, in these stories, is also sometimes seen as a bridge between different worlds. He kind of connects the different worlds of the Native American people. We get examples of that here. His howling at the moon is thought to connect the earthly world with the spiritual world. When wolves and coyotes make that sound late at night, the Native American people would kind of say, oh, they're talking to the gods or something like that. That's how they explain why the coyotes do that. This means that the spiritual world often features in coyote stories. So they're going both from the world we live in into the world of the heavens, into the world of the gods and places like that.
Wow, 所以有时候coyote 也被视为不同世界之间的 bridge, 也就是桥梁在这里的意思哦。那我们刚刚提到的 howling 就是狼啊或是狗的嚎叫。Earthly 这个形容词则是世俗的、尘世的、物质的意思，而 spiritual 这个形容词当然就是超自然的或是非物质的意思啦。
All right, it's time for our chat question. We're going to have more about coyotes tomorrow, but let's look at this question to end today. Think about your favorite animal. Are you thinking?
Yeah.
What kind of character would it make in a story?
Well, my favorite animal is a penguin.
Ooh, good
so
one.
So I think it would be a silly and clumsy character in the story because Look at penguins. They're so awkward on land, right?
Yeah, they're not big and scary.
Always wobbly. Right. So it would be such a cute character. And that will make everyone laugh. This is what I would imagine it in a story.
I think that is a great idea. You could definitely have. And the good thing is you can have more than one because penguins often travel in big groups.
Yeah.
Don't they? So there you go. Talk about your favorite animal, guys. What kind of character would it make in a story? If it was a person, what kind of personality would this animal have? Have a chat about that, and don't forget to come back and join us tomorrow for more coyotes. Oh, that's my howling at the moon. Bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary review.
Humorous. My dad has a humorous personality. He always tells funny jokes that make us laugh. Folk. This lovely pot was made in a village in Japan and is an example of the beautiful folk art there. Morals. George's morals made him tell the teacher when he saw his classmate cheating on the test. Enable. Airplanes are wonderful machines that enable people to travel all over the world very quickly. Represent. This rose represents my love for you. Please accept it as a gift from me. Survival. The hikers have lots of food and water to make survival possible if they get lost.
智慧小补帖。
Cunning. Adaptable. Howling. Earthly. Spiritual.